Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 52 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. So today's title is going to be Wood Elves, Broken as Balls.
Broken as Balls.
Broken as Balls.
Nail your sheet to the mast, or mast to the whatever it is. Nail your colours to the mast. That's it.
Right,
nail your colours to the mast.
Oh, I'm nailing them.
Tell it like it is, Paul.
I do with this one.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Wood Elves. We played a game.
Well, yes.
If you can call it a game.
Not really.
Of Wood Elves versus the dwarves with all the tanky armour.
Yeah,
and top class artillery.
Didn't help.
Like, and then, so we actually played a game. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fullest of games.
Yeah, I've also got a game to talk about.
Phil, let's go to Paul then first.
So what have I been up to?
Well, you're in Paul world.
Okay, so
it's Paul's world. Paul's world. Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah.
Soon to end.
Yep. Oh, it's so funny. Right.
It's funny because it's true.
I know. Look what's on my table here. A book called Pregnancy for Men and Commando Dad.
I've never been pregnant.
Yeah, that's what that book says. I can't get pregnant, strangely.
Mark Woods. I used to know a guy called Mark Woods.
Well, it's not the same guy, is it?
Well, it might be.
No.
Okay.
All right, so what have I been up to? I played some 30K against
pew,
Eric.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yep, pew, 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 pew. Oh, it's such shit.
So silly. The bird is still the word?
It's so silly.
The bird is the word, though?
Because
you're the word bird.
There was this funny
bird,
thing.
Bird yeah, word.
Because in that game system, like, most things move the same, like, stuff on foot moves the same distance,
six
inches, and it can charge 2d6, yeah?
Not.
As in assaulting, coming to combat. No.
So you can charge 2 centimetres,
yeah,
2 inches.
You could roll that. So
if you're very bad.
And you get these hilarious then, like, Benny Hill-style moments. Like, so I played a game against Eric's Thousand Sons, and the scenario involved ambush and defender. So, like, he was ambushing me, so he could put his force in either side of mine.
Right.
I had to stick all mine in the middle.
You were a sandwich.
I was a sandwich. And what he did, well, I think the mistake, because he's not got more points, so he spread it out quite evenly on both sides.
Yeah.
So my more manoeuvrable army just all went to one, all attacked one side and left his other flank complete alone. Didn't he?
Till later.
And you're just watching these like these Marines move 6 up and I just move 6 back. You know, like while I'm shooting those guys over there, he's shooting me over there. But it doesn't matter. There's no like rules for I don't take more damage because I'm getting shot in the back.
Yeah, there's no front, no back.
It's just like it's just a bit silly, really. But it was fun. I mean, it was we actually got to the finish and we were left with like 4 models left in the entire game. I had like a busted dreadnought with like 1 hit point left, a rhino, and he had 2 space marines. But he won on objectives.
Well played,
yeah.
Eric.
And it's good, actually.
So because Emperor's Children, are they the guys with the guitars? The Sonic,
yeah,
Sonic guys?
Yeah, I was using Ultramarines and he was using
Thousand
Suns.
What happened to the bird was the word? No longer the bird's the word.
Well, that's the word bearers, yeah. But the Thousand Suns are technically traitors, so...
Right, so he's...
Loyalist traitor.
Oh, so you had to play loyalist.
Yeah.
You had to play...
Yeah, yeah.
The blue.
The blues. Boys in blue. And, yeah, it's... I mean, it was just funny. Like, amusing, but not a serious game.
You are you looking forward to the end times?
The Gathering Storm.
Is that what it's called?
Well, I brought this along. Like, to talk about that. Yeah, this new episode of copy of White Dwarf, which has turned up. And it has in it...
Are you subscribing, then?
Yeah. And it has in it Gulliman. Da, 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 check him out. Look how big he is.
He's looking pretty big, buff.
Pretty pimp. He's a Primarch, come back from the dead. Well, never technically dead, but like, there we go.
Okay, so he's got a big force sword, I guess, on one hand. Flaming force sword.
Yeah, I mean, somehow the sword's on fire.
It's bad to be a dryad. What do they call those things? Like spurs. He's got spurs on his boots and they've got braziers of fire.
That's right.
Coming off his boots.
Yeah.
And then I can't tell what's happening in his left hand. Maybe it's just a power fist. And then what's this? Oh, he's got a bolter underneath.
Yeah, it's bolter.
Storm bolter.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he stood on an eagle's head. So who's this? He's killed.
Oh, he's triumphing for the Imperium, isn't he? He's like defending it with his administration.
He's very Roman. He's got like laurels.
Space Romans are. The Roldrings are Space Romans. Yeah.
Space Romans. Superb. Yep.
They go for that look.
If that look, well, he's not really my cup of tea, but
no, neither am I. I mean, compared to the like,
well, you are Mr. Ultramarine, so I guess you're gonna have to get him.
Exactly. Well, but I'm not gonna get him. But compared to the 30k Ultramarine Gulliman, that's better. That's more my style. This is a bit too cartoony. But anyway, never mind. So Yeah, I played Eric some 30k, it was okay. And I also played Phil at Warmaster, which was quite cool. So I put Tomb Kings, I used Tomb Kings, into his Bretonians.
God wills it.
God we didn't will it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nagash wills it more.
Like, God willed it.
So it was a really good game, actually. I'll tell you what, Phil is playing Bretonians really well. Like, he's got a good list, he's worked it out, he's worked out what to expose and what not to expose.
Is he paying full points for his Grail Reliquary?
No, I mean, I told him that's where the changes are going to be, but he didn't know that.
That's the only change, isn't it?
Yeah, really. And what happened was, Bone Giants, I really like them.
Be good against Wood Elves.
Yeah, we're coming on to that. So, yeah, but in that game, I found, because I wanted to use Bone Giants, I used a Sphinx as well. Yeah, they all had good spots. The Sphinx act like a steam tank. So it like tanked, so it took night charges, took a Grail night charge.
Wow.
You know, and didn't die. And the Bone Giants gave me that punch that skeletons don't have.
No punch.
Well, Bone Giants are
no
six
punch.
Attacks each.
No, I'm saying skeletons don't have
punch. So I put them together and, you know, got some decent amount of attacks in.
See, I use chariots for my punch.
Yeah, well, I had
the
two.
Traditional way.
I took two chariots just to.
Two?
Yeah, just two.
Two measly chariots.
Well, you can't. I mean, chariots.
Six
work,
is what I take.
Yeah, but you don't have them all together, do you? You want. Chariots want to be in
three.
Brigades of two.
Or three.
No,
I
mean. Two. Anyway, debatable.
Potato, potato.
Yeah.
Tomato.
That was a really good game because Phil's breakpoint was five. Was it five? Yeah, it was five.
Yeah,
knights.
Sounds reasonable.
And he did a trick where he brought Pegasus Knights and then used a ring of magic to make them move again. Like, so he brought them in and to do a charge, which was quite interesting. Like, I didn't plan on.
Is that not the standard manoeuvre?
Well, no, but like,
is that not what you did today?
Yeah, I did because we had to push it. But like, Phil had learned how to do that. Like, somebody taught him.
Like,
somebody taught him.
Like, Warmaster 101. Do you have a movement spell? Tick. Bring Ring of Magic. Tick.
Yeah.
Bring two unicorns. Tick.
Yeah, yeah. So he did that to me, and I didn't defend against it at all. And just he took a unit of artillery. But luckily, just by sheer rant luck,
yeah.
Some Egler infantry were closer than the next piece of artillery, so we had to go into them. But these knights always pursuing rule, I used that against them. I was like, so I started off with, I'm getting a bit done here, like I'm not doing very well. But then the Pegasus Knights that he sacrificed, I also got them and the wizard as well. So that was quite nice. And I was killing some peasants and stuff and fighting some, and I managed to take the Grail Reliquary unit, because then that meant the other peasants had to initiative evade. Like,
and
I didn't realize because they're balanced.
Because 30 points is crap.
Yeah. So they're like disappearing off without even having to fight them. And my Bone Giants like started to break his lines, which was great. But a unit, so his breakpoint was held in knights towards the back. And one, I managed to raise a unit of undead in a combat and I advanced them to be an initiative range of two units of knights, who then had to charge the skeletons and then wipe them out easily, then had to advance into my main line. So those knights were all, because he didn't want them to do it, but they had to charge and they had to advance, and they brought them right into my main battle line and I could kill them. So
cunning.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's
Nagash
like
Nagash has filled you with sense.
I was just, I mean, again, it was like, it was kind of a tactic I was developing on the fly, but I realised, of course, they're going to have to come in, because I was like, how can I chase these knights down? There's a way, like make a speed bump with something that's completely expendable, and they have to come forward to do it. So it was great.
So, absolutely. So you put them at 20, so they had to come.
I put them in the way. And the distances were enough that he was easily going to wipe them. I actually wanted him to wipe me out.
Of course.
You know, like,
it's not very hard to wipe out.
Though two rounds would have been fine, because, again, he has to advance. I mean, it's such a negatrait, actually, when you force them to charge. The unit has to charge and pursue, because you're using it against them. I was
absolutely
in that situation, and that allowed me to win. Then on my turn, I had to do three combats all to win, and one to roll off to another. I had to basically wipe out my chariots. Had to wipe out some screening squires, mounted squires, and then advance into the second unit, the Pegasus Knights. I'd cap them if it worked, and then I'd cap the two knights that I've drawn them in, and that would get me the break and win. And it did. So I got a win with Tomb Kings, which was quite nice.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happy days. Right. Okay. Anything else in Poland?
I've been painting. So I'm going to use Empire for the Triwiz, and I just wanted to have a look at them.
Okay, well, they're very nice. So what are we going for here? Which?
It's Middelland, which is the province that Middelheim, the city's in. So it's like
light blue, dark blue.
Yeah, well, but there's lots of different blues in there because the uniforms of these Empire soldiers, what Barry's holding is some crossbow and some halberdiers. There's not uniform in them. Some have got helmets, some have frilly caps.
Some have shoes.
Yeah, like they're all in different uniforms. So rather than some people go for that traditional, like, squared or halved everybody.
I think that's what I've got. What is blue and white? What's that?
Yeah, Aldorf, yeah, yeah. But like they do that standard, like across, no matter what the uniform actually is,
yeah,
they've just painted
blob it across. Blob, yeah.
Yeah, like, but I'm going for a bit more individual, which is a tall order to get done, but hopefully that's my aim. I'm going to, now I'm on some free time, some holiday, that's what my main effort is, to get that Empire army painted. So I'm using it in the Tri-Wiz, and that ticks off a good core army to get done, because then I can also use it for Dogs of War as well.
Yeah, you could, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Gallop guns you can just substitute,
yeah,
with cannons. Could.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah.
You've already painted your pikemen. I mean,
yes,
these
exactly.
colours.
Yeah. So I did them all the same because the idea was to do the whole lot of the same. But I had to rush those. I had to rush the Dogs of War originally to that joint doubles game, the tournament we did.
Where, oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. We won that.
Yeah, I know. Like, but there's like a core of it there, so it's already finished. So I'm just expanding it. I want to get basically on my cave here. I want to get the whole bottom shelf, which is going to be Dogs of War and Empire. And Kislev, actually, as well. They're all going to get painted up and finished by me. Because then the basing will be the same. Because in like with those arrival of the EB, we're actually going to have a bit of an unboxing in a bit on this podcast later.
There's a lot to go on.
Kislev, in there. So I want to use a unit of wing lances as knights. And I want to use a unit of horse archers as pistoliers.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
This is Dogs of War. Empire.
No, Empire. So, like, my four knight brigade will be one regular Empire knights, one knights of the Blazing Sun, one White Wolf, and one Kislev horses.
Okay.
All the same, as in different models, but same unit.
Same unit.
Very colourful.
Okay, so it's only been a week since we last recorded, so I've got a great deal to go through. I've got my game at the club.
Yep. What was that?
I played Star Wars Destiny.
What was that like?
Do you know what it is?
No, not at all.
Okay. So it's like it's the kind of game I like. You get cards and you get dice. So it's a card game with dice.
Okay.
Not cheap.
Yep.
Blind boosters.
Yep.
So that's Madness, £3 a dice. Obviously different rarities and stuff. It's a good game. My kids like it, so that's good.
Oh, is it quite simple then?
Reasonably simple.
What's it like compared to Magic?
Oh, shit, you can't compare it with
Magic. Very different, right?
Yeah. Magic's like the end game.
Yeah, the A standard, yeah.
So this is like the fourth most popular game. But
okay.
It's out of stock everywhere, so it's quite a nice game. If you've got kids enjoy it. If you like Star Wars IP.
Aging up, what ages can play it?
I don't know officially, probably about 12. But my 6-year-old plays it and he's quite bright.
Okay.
And he can manage it. Mm-hmm. So that was good, Star Wars Destiny. And then Magic on Monday, we played Draft again.
I thought you hadn't played Destiny. I thought that was why you wanted to, because Tom had offered.
I hadn't played it. I played it on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it. I thought you hadn't played it before.
I hadn't.
But your kids said your kids play it.
Yeah, but I bought a couple of starter sets.
Oh, I see. Right, since
from
then.
From Tom.
Oh, okay.
On Wednesday. It was kind of half...
Yeah, yeah,
half sales pitch.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah, got it.
Yeah, anyway, so I bought... if it was a decent game, I bought some. I like card games. Yeah. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then Magic on Monday was fine. We got Modern Masters coming out. For those of you that follow Magic, that's Madness.
Madness.
Modern Masters Madness.
Yep.
In fact, it's looking so hot that my supply may have dried up a little bit. So
jeez.
Normally I run a draft at the club, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
So wow.
That's good.
Wow.
Good for Wizards, because they've got to get the money.
Yep.
What else has been happening in Barryland? The builders have come back after 2 weeks off.
What is the story going on?
So basically, builders always have multiple jobs running.
Yes.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're always trying to keep them on your job
away
from the other job.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, something goes wrong on this job, or they're waiting for parts, or whatever it is, or they need an electrician, or whatever it is. You have another job, so you kind of juggle But I think he maybe has got more than two jobs, because he's not been around for 2 weeks. So he turned back up this morning, which was superb. Which is nice. So I was a little bit late, because I had to deal with him. And then, this is the real story. This is amazing. So, did I tell you my in-laws were trying to find somewhere near to us to move?
Right, yeah.
So,
was this thing you were going to tell me about earlier?
Yeah, so they're renting a house very, very near to us.
Right.
So officially the rule was you can live anywhere as long as it's not walking distance. So
your rule, what? The rule of life or your rule of your family?
They've already moved once to be near us.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it's nice. But then, you know, there's near and near.
Yeah.
Like, 5 minute drive, perfect. That's the right
distance. Don't you get along with them?
Yeah, of course.
So what's
my father-in-law's cool.
Oh, so what's the problem with them being close?
Yeah. Carry on, sir. Have right. you got a mother-in-law?
Go on, yes.
Have you got a mother-in-law?
Yeah, she lives far away.
Interesting things about mother-in-laws is once they get to that point where familiarity breeds that kind
contempt.
Of contempt, exactly, they start trying to treat you as if you're their husband. So they treat you in the same way they do their husband. So if they treat their husband really well, they'll treat you well, I guess. If they kind of naggy, nitty, picky on their husband, then they start on you. And it's like, so you have to kind of draw the battle line. Because my wife doesn't get away with that, so my mother-in-law's not getting away with that. So anyway, they're moving across the road.
Yeah.
To, like, really close. Like, really, ridiculously close. Across the main
you
road.
You can see each other?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right, okay, that's close. Yeah.
Out of our top window. So across the road, there's a little road just past the paddock crossing, like really close.
Yeah.
Williams Road. And then my next door neighbour on the left.
Yeah.
So, like, the house that adjoins our house.
Yeah.
He's selling his house and they bought it. So now... Well, they've already signed a contract for a year.
So you're going to share a wall?
Well, share a house, effectively.
But, it's like
if you have a partition wall.
That's great.
Oh, superb. So they're already talking about taking down the fences between the houses.
Oh, yeah, why not?
It's like one big house.
Yeah.
It's like, superb.
What does your wife think?
She's, what can you do? You can't, well, better the devil you know, I guess. We're not going to have, like, bikies moving next door. But, yeah, it's certainly not what I imagined. It's got to make the best of it, I guess.
You're free babysitting.
Well, that's it. So, short notice this Friday, Paul's doing something, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But in future, short notice this Friday, well, fuck him. Push him next door. Go see your nan next door. I'm on phone.
That's so funny. That's brilliant.
Maybe this happens quite a lot, but I've never heard of in-laws moving next door to you.
I see what you're saying now, because I'm like, would I want my own? That would be a...
What, like next door?
Yeah, but that's a bit weird, Barry.
Next door?
Yeah, that's come out the door, turn, and they're there. That's a bit weird.
Anyway, it is. It's done. It's with solicitors.
You can't control it.
Can't control it. Just can't go with it.
Can't go with it.
It's like force of nature or something. So, yeah, anyway. That's
I mean, in my return for, like, funny family stories, so Hannah, my wife, who's very pregnant, completely lost her shit with me last night. And so, basically, last night, yesterday was Shrove Tuesday. Now, for our foreign listeners who don't know what that is, basically, we make pancakes. Non-Christians. Not that we're Christian, but have pancakes.
I'm Catholic,
no. So, okay, anyway, Hannah wanted to have pancakes because it's pancake day, okay? Now, I said to her, well, what's so special about the day? We can have pancakes whenever we like. And she's like, no pancakes on pancake day. So, okay. Okay, there's really no need.
You could have had them for breakfast. That's
exactly. I said, like, there's anyway, we'll go with it. Yeah, because it's easier not to argue. And so I should have gone to the army last night. I didn't because we were having pancakes. So I didn't go to work, effectively. Didn't earn money. So I stayed back for these pancakes. We had these pancakes. They were very nice.
Really?
Yeah, like, very nice evening together. It was lovely. And then when it came to, like, you know, going to bed, she lost her shit that she asked me to clean the sink. I did clean the sink, but I didn't clean it well enough.
Specifications.
I didn't do it well enough.
Were the specifications clear?
And if she can't trust me about that, how can she trust me?
About anything.
Like, how could she trust me to look after my child?
I don't know.
Because, like, you can't clean the sink, can you, Muppet? Like, so, like, my problem was, like, she's acting like a teacher and I'm the child.
She's a teacher.
She is.
You are a child.
I start laughing.
So you do. When your wife's like 8 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, the best thing you can do is laugh.
At her.
Yeah, I was just laughing.
Like, sure. And then she...
That calmed her right down.
No. It, like, escalated it well up.
So then your mother-in-law, who lives next door, can knock on the door and say, you're right!
Yeah. So she's getting more and more irate about it, and I'm like, it's just a sink, like
not just a sink. It's a metaphor for life.
oh, so she went to bed upset. She slammed a few doors, went to bed angry, gave me the cold shoulder. And it's like, honestly, last night, if I had somewhere else to go, like a different home or something,
it's
I'd have gone.
The sofa, mate.
Yeah, I'd have gone.
Sofa.
I'd have gone.
That's the other place to go, is
yeah.
The sofa.
Yeah, I think so. I just like, it's so ridiculous. Like, we've had this nice evening that I've, like, sacrificed work, money, yeah, work for.
Work.
Like, well, no, say, like, it's yeah. Not nothing.
It's not
but,
nothing.
Like, and which I'm okay to do, but then she...
You should have just done the sink properly in the first place.
Okay, but the standards are just ridiculous. Like, I'll admit, like, she cleaned it then later, and it does look nice. But it's like, it's not much of a difference, is it? Like,
well,
enamel's
her,
enamel.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, that, exactly. She just, the way she just dug at it, just like I'm pissed, I'm going to get pissed off about this.
I'm going to get myself
like,
worked
yeah,
up.
It's like, why not? Why?
Yeah, I'm not talk to Phil.
Yeah.
That's where
like,
we're going.
It's like someone like, oh, I lost a few patients at work today. That was important. The sink isn't important.
Not important enough to you, obviously. Obviously.
In the army, I used to take a piss in the sink.
Yes, well, we're not in the army now, soldier. Not in the army now.
A sink's just another toilet.
Oh, yeah, as long as you wash it afterwards, yeah. You know what you want in it, I guess. It
anyway.
Goes to the same place as the toilet,
so...
sure.
Right.
So, well, you're winning in your family trauma.
No, I'm not.
Because I know what's coming.
Yeah, I know what's coming.
I, yeah.
He's crazy. Women, pregnant, crazy. Oh, my God.
Crazy, right. Women.
Yep.
Pregnancy.
There's no rational.
No, that's good. Right, so Blackgate miniatures. I'll just get this done. Oh, no, do KR first, because I'll forget them.
Yeah, KR.
And we'll be bad. We'll be in that bad books. KR multi-case.
Multi-case.
Are they called multi-case?
Yeah. They're Kaiser Rushmore.
Multi-case. Fantastic.
If you have to transport your stuff, use KR.
Soft foam,
like
soft as a
like
baby's
butter.
Bottom.
Like butter.
Soft as a baby's
like,
bottom. Yeah. Lots of different,
different
setups.
And
cheapest chips.
If someone wants to ask the setup we use, Sherwin sent me the codes like to tell you. So send us a message and we can tell you the codes of the case we use, if that's important to you. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Enough said. Right, Blackgate miniatures. I've been casting them. So I'm going to show you these if we're doing show and tell.
Yeah, show and tell day today.
Show and tell day.
Get them out, Barry. Stop playing with them.
First. I've made 76 units of these. These are Ogre Warriors.
Aha!
76 units.
Oh, man, they look really good, don't they? Yeah.
Nine individual sculpts.
They look better. Let's say they've got some originals, GW originals. Yeah, they are certainly on a par, if not better.
Well, you didn't get any command, did you, for a start, with the old GW
ones? No.
And so we got command.
Yeah.
We got nine individual sculpts.
Brilliant.
So
when will these be in people's hands?
I want to get it all done and then send it all out and then go on a holiday.
What did you say for the... What was the...
April. By April. I've done the...
Well, then no one can complain.
I've done the...
So he's the commander, isn't he? The guy with the fist
up. Yeah, Looney.
Yep.
Unit leader.
Yep.
So we've got nine individual skulls for those bad boys. These are off to Rid tonight. So these are the cannoneers.
Ah, right.
So we've got all the moulding done for these. And I've done like 40 or 50 units of these cast up. So there's only four sculpts here, because that's all I could afford.
Oops.
I already spent, like, two-thirds of the Kickstarter.
Yeah, fair enough. So these don't have a command, do they?
No, but you could import a command from either of the two.
Yes, you could. Of course, you could put a banner in there.
Because I'm probably going to sell the command separately, just so... If you want to put command in with these, you can...
And what's this bit?
That's just a little ammo.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Just a little Brucey bonus.
Little Brucey bonus.
So
it's not quite...
So with four,
it's not quite...
with four guys, you can make a different setup for each stand, couldn't you?
You can, but one guy's going to appear on each stand. And the ninth guy will be random, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So there'll be two of each model, and then one random one, and
fine.
A little ammo.
They look great.
Yeah. So they're off to Ridvar. I did the master mould for the Armoured Warriors today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cooking while I'm away. Mm-hmm. And then I've got to carve that up, do five production moulds, and then hopefully... by the end of March, I'll have done the vast majority of the casting, and then we'll just be posting out, getting people's addresses, getting a bit of postage payment.
Brilliant.
Try and keep the post down, and that'll be done.
Again, if you need help, Barry, let me know. If I can
certainly
help.
Will, sir. I certainly will.
Okay, don't get yourself into a corner without asking for help if you need it. Okay, brilliant.
You Northerners are self-resourceful.
Yeah, well, I know what you Northerners are like. I married one, so like,
I'll do it myself. If you can't do it right, I'll do it fucking self.
Rather be miserable.
That's true. Miserable and poor.
I think there's something definitely inbuilt into my wife to not enjoy herself. There's stuff. I think that's a Northern trait.
And it's a kind of Catholic thing.
Yeah, exactly. She's got it.
You live in guilt.
Yeah.
Living guilt. So what? Are we going to do your unboxing? There's a bit. There's a lot.
You
want to
do that now? Right. Get it up. Get first thing up. So, what I've won...
Are you sure you can all know this, Paul? Jesus, it's like...
Well, no. I mean, I can just show you what it is. So, what I've won is I've won some Kislevs, some Matyo, some VC, a Forge World castle, one I didn't own, and some rule books and all the magazines. Well, not all the magazines,
Forge World castle.
Yeah, grab it out. Grab it.
How many are you going to have? Four?
I want them all.
Got to catch them all.
Got to catch them all.
Jesus, look at the size of this unpainted.
Check it out. It's big.
Check it out. That is a nice one. Is that...
Yeah.
I prefer it to that one.
Yeah, it's more substantial, isn't it? It's lovely. It's not a recast, like original.
How do you know?
He's packaged this well.
What's it made out of?
I don't know. Get some scissors. A knife. There we go. So I'm just opening up a few things here.
Okay, so this is a bit of a on the fly. So we've got an absolutely stupendously big, probably 10 centimetres square, very nice looking castle.
Ooh.
Very cinematic.
We've got VC in blisters.
I wonder how they cast this.
Don't know.
So it's Mr. Casty Man now, because, Yeah,
that's all the VC.
I imagine it's a drop cast, but it must be quite hard to get into here and do the little flag, like, hidden away here.
Yeah, it must have been.
It's got, like, a banner that comes down over the little door there. Yeah, it's lovely. Should put some pictures up.
Well, I will. Yeah, I mean, it's... what I'm doing with this, all this eBay extravaganza, is that it was a very interesting bid, because it was on a short-term bid, and it wasn't a ridiculous price to begin with.
Right.
You know, and I looked at it, and I was like, I could do with some of the VC, but and the Kislev would be lovely to have, because I could use them in an Empire list. And I was chatting with somebody else I know who probably wanted some of the VC, and that's what I've done. So it's kind of like a joint buy, really. Like, I'm taking some of the VC I want, he's paid me some money to take the VC he wants. That's quite nice.
So there's a lot of boosters here, fella.
Yeah.
Also, Black Knights, they're rare.
Is there another box or something else?
Yeah, there's shit tons.
Get that open.
But they're all in little... God. The table's creaking. So skeletons, they're pretty average skeletons. Oh, it's characters.
I wanted Precious Issue 14 out of these. There we go, that's the one I was missing.
Issue 14.
That was a legend.
Skeletons. Zombies, we've got zombies. More zombies. Ethereal Host, these are all in...
Oh, look, Kislev.
Grave Guard. Oh, very cool, man. Zombies. Zombies! Zombies!
Ah, lovely. There's some Kislev horse archers. There's going to be some pistoliers for me.
Superb!
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah, so it was...
So you're paying your £10 a unit? Or?
Yeah. So basically, I might as well say what it was, because you could look it up on eBay, I suppose.
We will.
Yeah. So it was £360 with something in change, and I've gotten 1,000-point Kislev army.
Is that all?
Yeah, no, tell me. Well, I'll tell you what it is. 1,000-point Kislev army, 1,000-point VC army, all the magazines, issue 1 to 15 of Warmaster magazines, a castle, a Forge World castle I didn't own, and two rule books.
You know, just normal
rule books. Normal rule books, yeah. Okay. So, and I was looking at that, eyeing it all up, and like, what to do about, like, that is an interesting punt of the bid. The opening bid was 300. So I agreed with this guy, Steve, who, you know, I'm going to see at the Triwiz. And actually, he's grudged me. I'm playing him first round.
Oh, that's good for
Empire.
You.
Yeah. So,
oh,
like,
that's good for you.
There we go. And we were like, oh, they are, the Wing Lancers, fantastic. So they'll need to be stripped or redone, but there we go.
Oh, they're pretty cool, I like them.
Yeah, they're going to be a unit of Empire Knights.
Yeah, super.
So, agreed. Yeah, chatted with him, and like he would take what he wanted, and he put in for he offered a very nice bid of £20 a unit for what he wanted. And I was like, okay, well, that's the case. And that I'll go for bidding, but obviously there's a limit in there. I won't bid beyond a ridiculous price of what it is. It's got it, you know, winnable. And then I won it at eBay. All the bidding happens.
Thirty seconds.
Yeah, last 30 seconds it goes on. So lots of clicking and done was, and I got the thing at a price. And once so he took the money for what he wanted for the VC. I've got to keep the Kislevs and the other VC I wanted. Got to keep the castle. I'm going to re-eBay the magazines at £5 each because all of these are duplicate copies now, aside from the issue I wanted. I'm going to re-eBay the... And in fact, Steve might pick them up anyway off me if he wants them. I'll do them at £5 each. And I'm going to eBay the books because I don't need the books. They normally... I've seen them going for like £10 each.
Yeah, maybe. They're not
great deal. Yeah, they're not, yeah, but like, not great deal of value to them. Anyway, all that results in me paying about £10 a unit, and the extra, the bonus is the Kislev stuff is red.
Yeah, excellent. Well, now the table is covered with stuff, sir. I can barely see.
I'm still going.
Okay, well, there's no point getting them all out.
No, I want to. I'm going to
take a photo. While you're carrying on, I'm going to look at what's next on our shopping list.
Yep.
We need to talk about our game today, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's talk about the game today, and then we'll talk about the WMRC and Wood Elves and shit.
Yeah.
Right, so Paul was playing with the experimental Wood Elves list.
2009 trial list? Is it experimental?
Experimental. So he built a list. I mean, it's quite restrictive. You've got to there's a lot of stuff you have to
there's
take.
About 700 odd points of core you have to have.
Because yeah. You've got to have 6 units of the archers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah. 4 units of Eternal Guard, who are the same as High Elf. Spearmen.
Yep.
So you got High Elf Spearmen, 4 units of them. You've got Glade Guard. And now I think the High Elf Archers are the same points as this, but have 6 up armour.
There's 70 points, High Elves? Archers?
I think they're 75. Yeah. I think it's the same, but they have armour and these guys don't. But they do have Woodland Folk. So this is probably the only unit in here that's... Oh no, there's a little bit of broken.
No, that's fine. A little bit of
battle damage, yeah, cannon damage.
It's going to happen. Don't lose those pieces.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll
stick them back on.
Then we had 2 War Dancers because they're 2 A Watchers. You had 3 Glade Riders, who, to my simple eyes, look like Reavers. But High Elves aren't allowed.
Your eyes have been confused.
I was pretty sure High Elves in the tournament list weren't allowed Reavers anymore because they were too good. And yet these appear to be Reavers by another name. They're called Glade Riders. We have Wild Riders. We had them one of those, but he didn't do anything, did he?
No. Didn't need to use him. That's how bad it was.
Couldn't be arsed. Didn't even bother. He's still at home. So we have Warhawk Riders, who I would say are as good as you're going to get. They're Pterodons.
Mm.
So if you're not going Peg Knights, then Pterodons are the next best thing, I think. You got a general, a noble, you had a wizard with a ring of magic, and 1 random sword. So you had 20 units, 10 break, and a scout of a mere 18, sir.
18.
18 scouts. So there wasn't any point in the dwarves trying to scout.
Didn't even build for it and still got 18 scout. Boom.
So we, you deployed, you had 1 ward on your side.
Yep.
And then you brought your 3 extra half sheets of A4.
Yep.
Because it turns out the dimension for the free woods is a sheet of A4 cut in half.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had 3 of those. Uh-huh. And you lined them up along the middle.
The photos show it all, basically.
Along the middle of the table with a 12-centimetre gap between them.
Because you would. Yeah, yeah, as far forward as you can, and with 12-centimetre pillboxes, basically. Looks like castle crenellations on the table.
Yeah, so just nice places for the Glade Guard to hang out.
To run forward and shoot.
Like,
yeah.
So turn 1, I won.
Mm.
Turn 1.
That's about the only thing you did win.
Push my stuff forward, sent my gyrocopters off to go and pick off some Way Watchers, which they did take half a stand,
yep.
Which was worth half a break, because only 2 stand units, bizarrely,
yeah.
In a weird world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So the Way Watchers were down to 1 stand and confused, and then it was your turn 1. And here's where the misery began.
So basically, the reason we're doing this is in the we'll come onto the rules committee later. But Wood Elves need the most work.
Well, it's certainly up there with needing the most work.
Yeah, exactly. And but to know that to accuse play the devil, you've got to know the devil. So I'm using the list that we're like complaining about, and it was
not all of the list is bad.
No.
Because I've already said
I'm very fair in my
the 75 points.
Yeah.
If anything, they could be slightly overpriced.
So I'm very fair in my judgment, but it was just so open to abuse, sadly. That and here's what. So basically, there's an obvious combo in Wood Elves. There's a spell that allows you to charge the nearest thing you can see, and the enemy can't stand and shoot. Like, what is it? Call of the Hunt or something? And
that's pretty good against artillery, isn't it?
Call of the Hunt. 5 up to cast. So what you do is you take a wizard with a ring of magic. You position him so he's completely safe to do it. You get a unit of flyers, who at least are reduced to charge 60 because of Warmaster Revolution, at least. But then you just so you're
well,
gonna,
if you don't have flyers, you could take send
yeah,
some
instead of anything. It doesn't matter.
Well, flyers are definitely good for this.
So job. and you just make sure that the artillery is the closest thing, and they go in
that
and charge.
See.
And they
so that could either be going off
unless your opponent has a dispel scroll, it's an automatic like move basically. So it's ridiculous. Basically, so I can't. I charge in to your front of your dwarf artillery, which is good at defensive.
So on average dice, I'd have done 7 wounds from my stand and shoot,
which I'd have lost 2 stands, and I wouldn't have done enough damage. I can't do enough damage so to win the fight. So I might
like 15 shots.
I'd have hopefully taken an artillery piece for that, you know, because I'd have left with 1 stand. I'd do 4 attacks, 2 would hit, and I'd hopefully land. That's it.
You take off the flame cannon, maybe
on
the corner.
Yeah. But it's. Just and I say, but with this, you remove the standing, the shooting reaction. It's the default. That one unit of Warhawks took 3 artillery pieces in 1 charge, and then advanced to the second, to the fourth one. So 4 nothing.
Even though it took the flame cannon in the face,
didn't matter.
Still took,
it didn't matter by that point because
it took 10 shots.
Yeah. I mean, you rolled well, and it lost a stand, and like, yeah, it's like it could have lost more, but it didn't matter because it was like, well, I've so piece traded. Far beyond their worth, that I've just knocked out the thing that dwarves are good. Their best thing is the artillery brigade. I've just taken it off.
Turn one.
No dice even. I mean, no. The only order I needed to do was 1 order with the flyers to get them into position.
We could have home back potentially.
Not on the first
turn.
One.
Yeah.
On the first turn.
One order.
Yeah. Which the general could do it theoretically on a 10.
You've got
plus.
2 chances at it because you've got 2 units.
Yeah. And. That's ridiculous, basically. That is too open to... I mean, that is far too open to abuse. Now, we obviously set down to push this list to its limits, and there you go. There's an example of, like...
It did feel quite difficult from that point.
Yeah.
Because I lost my artillery, so that's obviously bad for dwarves, losing all your artillery.
Well, what it is you're taking over the range... A thing that you have at above range 30, your cannons. Because now, if it's a shooting combat, I've got all range 30. Yeah.
Okay, so then I proceeded to try and move forward, but you still had your Warhawks floating around, so they were messing with my command. And obviously, there's only the general with good command. The other guys are just normal guys.
Yeah.
Just leadership 8.
Yeah.
And I only got one of them, because I played the Janna's list, so I've only got a Runesmith and a general. So I push my guys forward, I don't manage to get into contact, and then all the Troll Slayers disappear to shooting. Mm. Because all the Glade Guard are now in woods, facing off,
hitting
on the halfway line, just waiting for me to wander forward and get vaporised.
Yeah.
So all the Troll Slayers are now dead, virtually.
Yep.
And then turn... What was that? I was down to about 2 break then, I think. By the end of turn 2.
Going into turn 3, I needed to catch 2 break.
Yeah, and I think I again couldn't do anything, really. I charged
you failed commands. I mean, you did. I mean, the dwarves finished with initiative charging across the board, and I had played. I went aggressive, so I pit myself even beyond the wood. I didn't have to play that aggressive.
No.
But I'd played enough games of Warmaster to see that I'd swung the attrition so far my way that I can lose now a wood elf unit for a dwarf unit, half a dwarf unit, and still win the game.
Yeah, and you did. I mean, as a wood elf, if you were born a wood elf, every wood elf's important, you know. You don't go tossing lives away.
But
they live for eons.
Yeah.
So the 2 units you did sacrifice at the end, you'd have gone back home and there'd have been tears.
It'd have been lamenting that. That'd have been a bad loss.
A bad generalship. Because we just stayed in the wood and just shot the livy shit out of them until they're all dead.
Yeah, and there'd have been nothing you could have... I'm not going to run out of ammunition.
Charging them in the woods, yeah. no mean...
You'd have nothing about it, sadly. I mean, there's
the
no...
Wood,
come by that.
The wood, the size of the wood allowed you to have... Sorry, we've got bubble wrap over. 5 glade guard.
Yeah.
So your stand and shoot reaction was 5.
Yeah. Well, 4. I made it 4, but it could,
but it could be 5. Right, so 5, mm-hmm. and it's all fully supported.
Yeah.
So I come in, I get 5 shots at 3s. Mm-hmm. So that's like, what's that, like 3.5 hits.
3.5.
So maybe do some wounds. Yeah. And then you're attacking with 15.
I've got a static combat res all fully supported, yeah.
So you've got 15 attacks with 5 support, and yeah. I'm hitting on 5s
yeah.
with no charge bonus.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, man, this is hard work.
Yeah. And the moment you lose something, I can situationally come forward and get a cheap, you know, kill.
And the Reavers were exactly what the Reavers were.
Yeah.
So the High Elf Reavers, the reason they were so good is because you can move them miles with Leadership 10, and they're exactly where you want them to be, and they're hitting on 3s with 9 dice.
Threes. Yeah. It's got to go, isn't it?
So High Elves can't have them, Wood Elves can't have them.
So from this game, we would say that massive problems with the list are placing of woods. Like the free woods. That resulted in a real problematic situation.
Well, I don't know how you'd play scenario games with these. It would just destroy the scenarios.
Yeah, exactly. So
if we played the one where you're in three random squares...
Because we're looking at this to make this list viable, as in fair...
In a tournament. I'm not worried about fluffy...
No, fluffy
games.
Fluffy can do whatever you like. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But if you're pushing this, you've got to assume that that tournament player will push every boundary...
Yeah,
because
as far as it will go.
Because why would you not... Like, it says, the woods can be up to this size, so it means they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
not a centimetre.
You're not going to make... Like, I'm not going to make nice-looking woods that are smaller.
No, they're going to be squares.
I'm going to be squares of paper.
Or rectangles, rather.
Because then I can...
So they're not going to be rounded edges or rectangles.
No, just because wood elves like to grow woods. Like, nice rectangles like they do in modern agriculture. Because that's important. Yeah. Anyway, the woods is an issue. The fact that... Reavers, like, there's so much 3+ to hit in the army. The fact that
I think if they move to 4+ to hit and move to 90 points, fine, have them.
Yeah,
because then they're just like Reavers.
Like mounted cavalry that have 3+ to hit, they're a problem.
They're a big problem.
Yeah, so we're listing the problems. Though it didn't really happen in this game at all because it was so one-sided. The War Dancers and Way Watchers having basically rending on 6s, no armor. I see that as a bit of an issue as well.
We'll have to see. What you need to do is you need to put in... So how many attacks do you get on the charge? 7 or something ridiculous.
War Dancers. 5 basic, so 6 on the charge.
6 on the charge, so 18 attacks. So what you'd have to do is try and put a steam tank in front of them and see what 18 rending attacks does against the steam tank.
Automatically, on average, 3 wounds, won't it?
Well,
6, 12, 18.
Get it.
You might spike. You quite easily spike it and kill it.
If you might charge it in the flank,
or you might be able to.
So, rending's an interesting thing in this game.
There's two, and all of these problems are exasperated, that's the right word, by a Command 10 general. Because you can set up these situations with Command 10 easily.
Well, the interesting thing was like you were putting yourself.
Because you're an example there is like War Dancers frontally charging a steam tank.
Well,
I've got Command 10 general.
I'll
just do an order and get them again. Two orders to go flank because
be
I can because I'm an high. I'm a Command 10 general.
That's exactly what you do. 10-8 in the flank.
Yeah.
And there's your 18 attacks.
Yeah.
Rending.
And even on poor average, I'll wipe you out. Yeah.
Well, how many wounds you got? 4. Steam tank.
4. Yeah.
Well, you might not die.
Yeah, you might have.
You might well die, though.
It's okay. That's a problem. Also, a problem is the spell list.
We only use one spell.
Yeah, we only need to use one spell.
Well, like, you need to try another one, but
there's no point. As in, you don't need another spell. Like this Call of the Hunt is with no shooting and charges. Ridiculous.
No, it's like Bretonians have a similar build, right?
Yeah.
So what you do is you take 2 wizards,
yep.
Give them both unicorns,
yep.
Give them one a ring of magic,
plus one to hit. Yep.
So you've got a guy auto hitting the first time and then 4 up on the second time, and you've got another guy 3 up on the first time. So you've got like 4 really strong, 3 really strong attempts at getting this spell off.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point onwards, it's just 2 5 ups to get the spell off. But the spell is too good against things like artillery that the only way they have to protect themselves is a stand and shoot. And if you don't even get the stand and shoot, then they're just gone.
Then it's almost automatic. It's almost the, you know, there's almost even, there's no dice needed. Yeah, almost. Yeah.
It's like, well, you'd have to maybe rebuild your brigade. You'd have to start intermingling. You'd have to put infantry in the middle of your cannons.
The thing
and stuff.
Is, it's like, I used this. So I've used, I hadn't played Widows before. So I used this list once, first time. And we wrote an army list. Okay, what would we take in this army?
It builds
playing
itself.
Against a good player, yourself, experienced player, with a good army, dwarves, and I rolled through them in four turns, didn't I?
Well, it could have been three. Should have been three.
Yeah.
You know, well, it was over by the end of turn one when I lost my artillery.
Yeah, I mean, this would leave a massive sour taste in your mouth in a tournament, wouldn't it? Like, this list. Because you'd be like, that's ridiculous.
Well, I think the only time it was used in the tournament at the time was it won, like, by a country mile.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I'll say this right now. This list needs so much work that until that work is done, in my own events, you just can't allow it. I mean, if someone's done a Wood Elf army, play them as High Elves. Like, use them as tournament High Elves. Yeah, use them. I'm not saying you can't use your models, but this army list needs so many fixes that right now it's not. It's experimental, isn't it? It's not approved.
Well, that's why it's experimental. That's well, the whole point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, like, you know.
This is not the full... right, okay. So,
you want the full list?
No, so I will.
Here's the full list.
We've done this before. I've done this before. Paul and Alice and some others are trying to push this on in the rules committee, get this list sorted.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, some things, they're fairly dinkum, but things like the one that really grinds my gears is the Dryads.
Yeah.
So they're infantry, right, fair income, 4-4-5 up. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, anything better than that and you're a Chaos Warrior, mate.
Yeah.
What else are you going to have? 4-4-4 up.
In this build, I didn't even need Dryads. It's like, I don't even need them.
4-4-5 up, it's ogre bulls, yeah?
Yeah.
Unit size 3, obviously. 100 points. Yeah. That's 5 points cheaper than bulls, and bulls have an ogre trait. Or, they're Black Orcs. Let's call them Black Orcs.
Yeah.
For 10 points cheaper.
Yeah.
Right, so they've got to have some negatraits, surely. Oh, no. They don't suffer woodland command penalties, because they're woodland folk, and they're unfortunately flammable. Wow. So, 15
points. It's okay, because when I charge them into your flame cannon, I'll put them in as a call of the hunt, and you won't be able to shoot. Anyway,
yeah, so it's all right. I've got flaming melee attacks. Oh, no, I don't.
No, you don't.
Of course I don't. Maybe we'll have to give everybody a sword of flame.
A sword of flame?
Free sword of flame when you play against Dryads.
Well, free something. I don't know. Free pass.
So I don't understand how they're 100 points. I really don't, for the life of me, understand how they're... And I don't understand how Eternal Guard have 5 apart. There are lots of little things that, when added together with the leadership 10 and the 3 up to here and the rending and this and that and the free woods and stuff, it's just... It makes for a list that doesn't play very well with others.
Yeah, it's
like a naughty child. Yeah, it's like, sit in the corner, child.
It's a negative play experience, essentially.
You don't play well with
because,
others.
Okay, so what you've got to question is, from the ground up, what are Wood Elves trying to be? Well, the problem is they play so naturally defensively because of these free woods. And that's like the default, that's what you would do. I mean, the tactics I used against you there would be the same no matter what you've brought. I'd be like, I'd put my pillboxes down. I'd choose the table side, because I'm going to choose with scouts, because the army's got so much scouts.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's basically got 3-point flyers and 3-point waywatchers, hasn't it? Because they're unique, because they are good at scouting. That's what the army does.
You let the other person deploy.
So, yeah, so I'm going to choose the side with no woods, so I place my pillbox woods on the base, on the table, on the middle table edge, middle table line, all... 12 centimetres apart, so it's got nice...
I don't know if it would be 12 for
well,
me.
I mean, like...
Because what I'd do is have a wood, and I'd have exactly the space for 2 units of Reavers.
Yeah, who just go forward, back and forth.
In the middle, and then another wood, and 2 units of Reavers, and another wood. And I'd have Glade Guard Reavers. I said, come and take this.
So it's like attacking like a castle wall, isn't it, basically? Like, it will look like. And it's either defended or cavalry.
All shoot
or
freeze.
So yeah, if you come into 30 centimetres of this, it's dead. Like, it's shot so badly that it's gone. Yeah, no matter if you've got armour, it doesn't matter. I can do so many shots.
And then you've got your heavy infantry.
Yeah.
You've got your war dancers.
They've got everything.
You've got you've got the best flyers in the game. You've got the best movement spell in the game. You've got leadership 10 general.
Because why not?
You've got rending.
Yeah, rending, a new rule.
Jeez, man, this list is too strong. It's too strong.
It's too strong
to play with. It's like the Engineers Guild. Yeah. It may well be If you want to play for a game, this against engineers, good, whatever. But you can't let it loose in the tournament environment because
right
everybody
now.
Will build this.
Yeah, not right. No, when the people who are serious about winning the thing see that, they'll be like, forget Dark Elves. Dark Elves are gone. Like, Dark Elves are weak compared to this. You know,
well, they have some strengths.
That's what you would...
I'll take this spell list over the Dark Elf spell list, for sure.
I mean, it's... needs a lot of work. I mean, they should be in the game because they are a faction, but we've got a question from the ground up here. What are they trying to be? What can they play like? Because Wood Elves in Fluff would only really defend Athel Lorien. They're not an arm. They're not a massive army. Like, they're not a, like a big, this is an army campaigning, going off to Sylvania, conquering the undead army. They are defensive at best. It's like, no, okay, so they should... Yeah, when you start arguing that thing, you can argue there's quite a few races in Warhammer, which are the world, which are like that, which only defend themselves, like dwarves.
For example. Like dwarves, for sure.
But it's like, okay, so how can they play? Like, this free wood stuff is so open to abuse that you can't only go with that bit, then that style of play. Like, it's just obvious, it plays itself. So, should they have it at all? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, if you remove it, what are they going to do?
Well, exactly. Like if they... I mean, in my head, like, they shouldn't be stronger than High Elves and Dark Elves. They should be maybe a par, but maybe weak, probably weaker.
So on your...
There shouldn't be armour around.
On your average board, you'd maybe have one or two woods.
Yeah.
You'd have one or two hills.
Yeah.
And then you'd have some other maybe bits of terrain. But then you'll bring in potentially two or three extra woods.
Because you've got to have four on your side.
Because they don't just benefit from woods. They can still be defended in other things, hills. On hills and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to not play them defensively.
Yeah.
But then...
With Beastmen, who have a rule for placing woods, they don't have a range game. So they can't... They can set up... They have a lot of woods and they can be in, but they have penalties for being in there, like anybody, and they don't have a range game. Wood Elves have none of that. They don't mind they're in the woods. I mean, like, I was literally playing it today. I found myself, I'll try to move that brigade just to not be in that wood. It's like, hang on a sec. I get no negative for being in there.
Yeah,
like,
but
it doesn't mean anything
to me. So if we're playing on the clock...
Yeah.
Well, your turn just consists of shooting and passing the turn.
Yeah. It would be, because there's no turn limit.
Yeah, so you come and charge me. Yeah. I'll just keep shooting you, mate, until you can charge
Once I've removed your thing that's over 30 range, like cannons, if you had them, which is very easy to do.
There aren't many races with cannons.
Yeah, but it's very easy to do it when you do have them.
Yeah, so maybe you've got bolt throwers. What are they called?
Range 40.
Well, no stand and shoot.
Yeah. Take them off. I'll lose my Warhawk riders for
maybe.
That. Yeah, maybe I will lose. I probably won't. But, and then it's just... That's the thing. That's why this list just needs so much work. It needs... we're going to talk about the Rules Committee in a moment, but it's... don't trust in us. Like, I know there's people out there, like Justin, for example, who's making some beautiful Wood Elf stuff from Eureka. They will be in the game. We've got... But in the meantime, you'd have to use them as High Elves, I think. You know, or Dark Elves, if you wanted to. Because... We've got to work. We've got to rethink this a lot. There's some stuff in this list. I think, fair enough. Like, you know, there's a standard 80 point hero, command 8 hero, who's across all lists. Fair enough.
They've even got a dragon, you know. Not that you could ever find room for a dragon.
Yeah, well, you would need to.
But you've got a dragon. You've got like a treeman.
Any army list which gives you basically options that you just don't need to take because. Why would you take them? As in terms of, you know, has a bit of like, okay, you've got something to address here. And a Wood Elf list, which is an elite army, doesn't need some of its choices. Like, the treeman rule, why do you need a treeman, in the list?
Don't know. If you have it as a giant or something, I don't know.
If it hasn't got a bow, and, it doesn't need to be in there,
I don't know. No, don't get me wrong. And somebody did a lot of work on this list, I think. So, I don't want to badmouth them, any more than I already maybe have. But it's not about just chucking it away. It's about working with it and chiseling the edges.
So, what I've done is I've written an alternative Wood Elf list that I need to play test, that I need to like put on the table and play. That's what that's something I will try to do. Is like a different Wood Elf list, and it's like see what I can do about it. Like you've got to push these boundaries, haven't you? You've got to different example. When I was first playing War Machine, and I was playing a lot of Sherwin's Scorn, so I'd be trying to see what can stand up to a Titan charge?
Nothing.
And when I say, like, so I'd be like, right, how about that? No, doesn't. How about that? No. How about that with Arcane Shield? No. How about that with Arcane Shield?
Polarity
and how about Polarity Field and Arcane Shield? No. So basically, like, so like, there's nothing. So, okay, so I came to the conclusion, my testing was, there is nothing in the Signar list that can stand. If the Titan charges it, he's killed it, basically. Assume that he's killed it, because on average, he will. You know, and I go, okay, so can't do that. Rethink, okay, how can I play around with them? And then, like, how do I kill that Titan before it gets to me? And the ones that had hyper aggressive were particularly annoying because they would get close.
Shooting. Yeah.
So that was really tricky. Like, you're just inviting the demon in. Yeah. So, okay, that, and then similar with Guild Ball. When I played, when I went to that tournament recently, I took the maximum armor skew I could. And what did it do? Some games were fantastic. It just dominated. Other games, because it didn't matter at all, actually, yeah. Because range didn't didn't matter. So, okay, so that's, that build works some very rock, paper, scissors then, but that's because I've skewed it one way. Wood Elves are a skew list in Warmaster. They are skewing the meta, like what they can do so far in one way. We need to look at how we can rein them in, basically.
Okay, well, I agree with that. They are skewed, but they do have a, they don't have any real obvious weakness.
I don't see. I mean,
apart from they don't have heavy cap, but
they don't have a 4+ armor save.
They have a 3/3/5.
Well, they have plenty of fives. Like,
they have plenty of fives.
Yeah, you know, Eternal Guard 5+ armor. It's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I remember, Wood Elves, like, they just don't carry armor. Like, that's not their bag. Yeah. You know?
I'm not up with Wood Elf GW.
Well, I think some
Wood Elf Lord of the Rings. I understand.
It's like typical things like War Dancers. Why are they in the list? Like, they're a rare cult of a small faction in the, like, numbers of faction in the game. They're, you know, they're a rarity in their own arminess, and they're there. Now, why do you have War Dancers and no Phoenix Guard?
Uh-huh.
Why do you have War Dancers and no Swordmasters?
Uh-huh.
Which are both far more numbers in the end
sea
time.
Guard, long
in,
time
in the end time, there was an army of Phoenix Guard.
I want to see Sea Guard, that's why.
Why do you
see.
Have War Dancers and no Greatswords? You know, in the army list I wrote up, I didn't include them because I didn't see why they should be there. They don't. Because they're not an option that you
have to
ask. Well,
if you kept Dryads, you don't need them. Because Dryads do all the work,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
All the work, all the time.
Yeah, and Dryads, there'd be a number of Dryads because they're spirity trees.
Like, spirity trees. Right, so come on, we've got to get on. What time is it? We've already done nearly an hour. Let me talk to our Warmaster Rules Committee.
All right, let's do it.
So, Warmaster Rules Committee, I've got it up here. Yep. Right, I'll talk through whatever. We only had two approved lists last time.
Last time we talked, yeah.
Now we've got seven.
Yeah.
So we have Chaos. Welcome to the pact, Chaos.
So you're looking at the voting boards
here? Yeah. So we have Dark Elves,
mm-hmm.
Vampire Counts, Skaven, and Lizard Men.
Yep.
And the lowest of those was an 8-0. Most of them were 11-0s on the votes. That's good. There potentially is a small change coming to Chaos, but it's not its own fault. It's just been dragged in with other things.
Yeah, because it's affected by Beastmen and Albion as well.
So there's a proposal to increase the points of Hounds from 30 to 40 because 30 points gets you Peasants.
That's guys on foot, yeah.
With
terrible
rules.
They ain't got shoes, you know.
With awful rules, like have to run away.
Have to run away.
Two attacks. Don't get any bonus of charging.
Yeah.
That's what you get for 30 points. What you get for 30 points isn't a unit of cavalry.
Yeah.
So, realistically, I think they're going to go to 40 points, which is still dirt cheap.
Yeah,
still 20
I mean,
points less than goblins.
Yeah, you can still skew a list with 12 units in them. It just costs you some more points.
More.
Pay some
yeah.
more points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was Geroff done last time? Araby Guards. I can't remember what the break
just,
one was.
Just to a point, extra point to that potential change, which is going to get voted on, is that it's not denied. You can still take 12 units of them if you wanted to, but they are better pointed. Yeah. So it's not
I did ask why they were pointed at 30
yeah,
points and nobody could
yeah,
tell
it's
me.
Yeah, like, it is it's not saying that it's not going to affect someone's model collection because you now can't use 12 units of these things. It's just if you take 12 units for them you've got to find some more points in
or take 9.
Or take 9.
Maths wise.
Yeah.
12 swaps to 9.
Yeah. Mhm.
Oh yeah, find some more points.
Mhm.
Okay, right, so on the chains, like, I can't remember what we got up to last week. Do you remember? Is that
Hellblast, the Misfire Table? I think that's 11-0. So basically that deletes off the lower end, result 1 and 2 of the Misfire Table.
It really doesn't do a lot, does it?
No.
So you roll 2d6. That's how many shots you get?
No, at close range, it's going to roll
eight shots. Right, and then...
You're thinking of a flame.
Any ones were reducted.
Go onto this misfire table, and if you roll one one or two ones, as well as missing, they're giving you additional misses.
Yeah, that really was quite painful for 50 points for one
stand. It never got a shot, basically. Yeah, so you fired at it, and it ended up with net, like, one, two hits.
Because even on average dice, it's doing, like, four hits.
Yeah.
Which isn't a great deal.
There's a one in there.
So that goes down to three hits.
Yeah. So that deletes that. So you can still misfire big and blow up and stuff, but you can't, on average, you at least do something.
Okay, that's good. It's a good change. Right. Arabi guards came down in points because the...
65. Because their big rule, they're always getting a command of 10, doesn't really necessary in Revolution because you're going to get a half-pace move anyway.
Yeah.
That was the big issue. There were 70 points. They've gone to 65.
Yeah, they're not... Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was only when they're on Empire Skirmisher Restrictions 11-0. Yep. Oh, this was a good one.
So, fluff-wise, flagellants are crazy men, and skirmishers are the Empire's best. And fluff-wise, they don't really fit, like holding hands to hands in a unit. But when you did take... So when you would take skirmishers, you'd put them in flagellant units.
So where would you put them down?
Cause
you
still I'd put them with halberdiers, to get a 6-up armour. I like it. I mean, it's only a bad thing. It's almost like it's a debuff to the Empire army, but I think it's a fun debuff.
But they got two buffs.
Yeah, exactly. So two buffs to a negative buff, and I like it because it fits fluff quite nicely. And also, what it's made me do is put my flagellants as behind crossbowmen, as like backing them up, so they encounter nicely.
Okay, bone thrower change. That just changed
number. That's bone thrower is every bone thrower. That's every bolt thrower. Bolt thrower, that changes.
Not bone thrower. Like, what are they called? I think, is it? I can't remember.
Yeah, I asked this in the Chaos Dwarf list, because they have a bolt thrower, which says, this acts exactly like the undead bone thrower.
Okay, I'm looking
I said, I guess we don't. I put it up there, and I said, do we have to have another proposal? And it's like, that is reading... Like the Wolfhounds thing that is reading across army lists.
Okay.
Basically making them do more damage up front.
Yeah, so instead of they
one
do
shot
two to the first.
And then pierce three, they do two shots. Yeah, and pierce two, they do two shots and pierce one.
Okay. They're still not great.
Right. No, but at least they're better.
Call of the Hunt means they don't get to shoot at all.
Yeah, exactly. So just take them off.
Grail, Reliquary.
To 60 points. 8-1.
Who was the one? I voted against this.
No, okay, fair enough.
But fair dinkum. Yep. It's done now, so let's move on. So poor peasants now come 180 point
if
brigade.
If you're going to build that Grail brigade, which you probably would,
if you're gonna
it's going to cost you a few more
it's
points.
It's going to cost you 180 instead of 150.
Yep.
Fair enough. 8-1. Gyrocopter 360
Line
LOS.
Yeah.
10-2.
Very situational.
It did happen today.
Yeah, it did, but I mean. They do fly, don't they? They are pretty manoeuvrable. I think it's fair to say. Yeah,
I'll happily take the three shots to charge it in the arse.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this is a big one. Witch Hunter items, are magic items removed. 9-0.
Never understood why they were in there in the first place.
But it's good. I mean, that is that's a big vote in my head because that's saying no to like silly uniqueness in a case. Why do witch hunters have these own unique magic items?
I've got no idea.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what the justification was. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad. I'm really happy that's gone because there's no reason for it.
There were a couple of minor lists that had like Idol of Mork in some.
Yeah, but they aren't. They're at them on the table for Revolution. We have 23 army lists. They're not there.
So they had six of their own magic items.
Yeah,
how bizarre.
Why? I mean, if you think about it critically, how many magic items are used in the game?
Not many.
Yeah.
The old sword.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a weird one. I don't know why they were ever in there, but they're not in there anymore.
Yep.
So, good, good. So, it's moving along nicely. We've got loads of votes now open again as well.
Basically, of 23 army lists, we were going over this before we recorded, there's four which have things we need to sort out. All the others are either sorted or... in the process of being sorted, we can see.
To some degree.
The four that are Wood Elves, Beastmen, Chaos Dwarves, and...
Norse. The experimental ones.
Norse, yeah. All from the experimental army list selection. We'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah.
Eventually
we'll get there.
Okay. And the other ones are progressing, although some of them quicker than others.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's it's the important thing is we're continually stepping forward, going forward, and you know, resulting in the you know issues we need, which is great.
Try with us soon.
Yeah, events. I can say something about the Scottish event as well.
Yeah, go on then.
So the next event on the calendar is the sold-out March 18th Saffron Walden. I'm taking Empire. You aren't saying, are you? Because you want to keep your cards to your chest.
Well, he might be playing.
He might be playing.
I'm grudging
So I'm getting grudged by Steve, so there we go.
If he's there, I'll grudge him. Otherwise, I'll grudge
Jim. Well, he will be there, but you mean if he's playing?
Yeah, I'll grudge Jim otherwise.
Then there's this Swedish event, 25th, 26th of May. We don't know much about it, but it is an event going on in Sweden.
I think the German event is still going on.
Apparently,
I don't know. I haven't seen much about it, but it's still going on.
Apparently, the convention that it's, they're calling it. But
get out there and take some pictures for us.
Let us know what it's like. Yeah. The June the 24th has been confirmed as the event in Stirling. They've put a event on Facebook, and it's the Stirling Wargamers Club. Like, you can find it by... I found it immediately on Facebook by typing that in. They're bringing a one-day event, you know, using Winter Roller 17 as well. So, I really would like to go to it, but it is a week before this event. Which is July the 1st, which is the next one we're running.
Okay, that's not going to happen for me. I'm not going to do two weekends on the...
Yeah, no, I don't think, sadly, people can, but it's great. I think, what is they call? Imitation is the highest form of
flattery,
isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, anyway, so it's really nice to see that someone's going to do that, and I'd love to be there to, like, help it run, but I don't know. Yeah, it's a question to ask Hannah, and she's never sane anymore, so...
She's not going to be saying for years to come.
So. Yeah. And then October the 14th is the Cambridge team event. Singles games, playing for a team.
Oh, I'm in already in the team.
That'll be in my officer's mess in Cambridge, which will be lovely.
Are you in a team yet?
I'm addressed it, but yes, I've got Rodders needs to go in a team. Phil needs to go in a team. Yeah, it's all good.
I jumped out. I went with Steve and Ian, I think.
Oh, did you? You're such a traitor. Yeah.
Well, they were looking for a partner. I thought, they're pretty good. I like playing with them.
You're so... You traitor. Like, you just... Not. Red coat, he backs and... Like...
Good stuff. Right, and what else we got?
And
contact
then
details.
After that would be October. That would be a January... No, a November Triwiz, wouldn't it? Which I don't have a date for yet.
Okay, I've just dropped a bit of your castle, so...
Better pick it up.
Not tread on it. Right, okay, well, that's good. We've got lots of events to come this year. That's nice. So, if you want to get in touch with us, you can look on the Facebook page, as always.
Yep.
We float around the Warmaster group as well on Facebook.
Yep, we do.
Or you can warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com.
Yep.
Next week we'll try and play another game. Trying more Wood Elves for you, sir.
This list again?
What do you want, man?
I would like to play a list with with what I'd written to try.
Okay, fine.
But personally, and see what I think.
You have to take Call of the Hunt out, though. That's the first.
Yeah, thing. Well, I've just said using High Elf spells.
Ooh, it's a bit generic.
But there'd be different names, but. They're the same.
Well, they don't need to be different names, are they? We're fine. We're good. We'll try with a higher spell list.
Yeah, and
which you find is quite boring.
And actually, seeing how abusive the woods are, I'm not even going to place. I'm not going to try the game without placing woods either.
Ooh, my cavalry are looking forward to this.
Yeah, exactly. But you have to see. But that's the point of skewing, isn't it? You've got to push it one way. Now you've got to push it another way, and then that's the left and right of the political parties, and then you find the happy middle, the liberal middle.
Right. Happy liberal middle. Maybe a one wood.
I just hate the fact.
Are you sure bunker down in this?
I just hate the fact that you would make a square of it. It just looks so wrong, like on the
they
table.
Did. I remember they did.
Yeah, it just
because that was problem in fantasy. People just brought squares.
Yeah, it just looks bad. I think you. So maybe if you did a stat like a profile of a wood, like this is the wood you can use,
as
a template.
Sell it. We don't need to sell it. Right, so that was Warmaster Podcast episode 52. What else? Broken us balls.
Yep.
With Paul and Barry.
See you later.